It's a blast. We have people over to say, just bring your own coffee.
Can
I
you
just made it.
make your own?
Now, trying to make a s'mores one once, like dessert.
Yeah.
And then I really
What
didn't
does
think
that sound
about
like?
it, but I thought, oh, I want to get a little burn, a little char, and the graham crackers in there. I stuck that thing in there, and I had flames rolling. And I went everywhere.
Yikes.
Chocolate compound?
No, the graham cracker.
Oh, the graham crackers.
Marshmallow. Yeah,
because
that
graham
could be a
crackers
mess to clean up.
Not good to. I've never
Maybe
expected
put
that.
those in af
But
on
yeah, do it
afterwards. Yeah,
afterwards.
maybe.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's a Nutella base.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's why I like a pizza on the farm. The ones that dessert pizza get pretty good. So.
And they used to have it like we paid a flat fee and it was like a buffet.
Oh, really?
But I think they stopped that.
Now you
COVID.
Just get your own.
You get
Yeah.
You buy your
Yeah.
pizza. That's good. Then we go to Yachting's and
go get ice cream. See,
yeah.
They're okay.
No,
I'd rather go to the Dairy Mart. I tell you, we could go.
Long line or just service?
Really, though.
At Yachting's, they do something where they mix in different chopped up candies into the soft serve. It's really cool.
I know. Yeah.
So.
Now, I make my own ice cream too. See, I play with us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 1 more minute. All right here.
Simple as well as like 1 minute.
Yeah, I've got 4:59.
Last night was nice. That a lot of new faces I haven't seen before.
Wow. Okay, 5 o'clock. I call this meeting of the City Council to order. Please rise, remove hats, and silence phones, and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, Amanda, will you call the roll, please?
Ernest?
Here.
Morgan?
Here.
Moore?
Here.
Ringel?
Here.
Stigers?
Here.
Jimquist?
Here. Okay, we've got a real short agenda. I would ask for a motion to approve such.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay, I'll go with Ivan on that. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. The first event is a special event request from the Washington Farmers Market. We have Kathy Salazar here. Kathy, you want to go to the mic and you've got your agreement and information, but anything else you can tell us?
Yeah, I think I've got everything submitted that required a talk with all of the department heads. They were responded immediately. I attached the insurance, the declaration on that. One thing I do want to call to your attention that's different than prior years is we are adjusting the location of the food trucks. We were having them just on the north side last year. The north side and the east side last year. We are now flipping that to the west side and the north side. So
okay. It's
kind of hard to see it on the scan that's in the packet. So, but it is the north and the west side. So the other thing that I wanted to make all of you aware, we have worked out an agreement where we, in order to have music beyond the time frame in the summer where the municipal band is playing. We are going to contribute to some funding to have music then through the rest of the market season.
Mm.
We found that having music tends to keep people there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're wanting to try that and see how that works. And just to be clear, the market runs from May 16th coming up really quick. And then through October 10th are the dates. And if we're asking that they be allowed to set up by 3 p.m., starting at 3 p.m., I should say. And then the market would end at 7:30.
Good.
And that would be every Thursday during those dates.
Is this still a kind of a collaboration with Main Street? Or how is that?
We do some, we have an agreement with Main Street. And so, yes, there is a collaboration with them. They are trying to do some of our social media this year to kind of beef that up a little bit more. So we're curious to see how that works too. So we're trying to switch things up a little bit to kind of keep things building.
Okay.
It's been growing and it's growing.
Right.
So you plan to play the music during the farmer's market? Is that your guys' goal or?
Yes. So in the past, we've started the music at like 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And then live music or the municipal band starts a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But what we're trying to do is, and that's only during the months when seems to be when the college students are home, because that then helps to add to the members of the municipal band.
Mm-hmm.
But then after school begins in the fall, the band really doesn't have enough members to perform. And so without the live music, people just leave. They don't stick around and socialize and stuff is what we've seen. So we're going to try to provide some more music.
And so, and that's kind of with the Chamber of Commerce, they're doing the, what do they call that? I can't think of the name of it, but they're starting earlier and going a little bit later, filling in more time.
Collaborating with them to help provide some funding to be able to do the music and beyond that August.
Okay.
The market will still start at 5 though, right?
That's correct. Uh-huh. Yeah. They can start setting up at 3. Some vendors have a lot of stuff and they need those 2 hours to get everything set up. So, so we appreciate the willingness to consider the 3. Because in the past it has been at 3:30, we have 4 o'clock, and it just wasn't quite enough to make
it. Jordan Green's always putting out stuff because they sell their stuff so fast that they have to do that.
And people line up. I mean,
I know.
We've seen it. There's lines before 5 because people sell so fast.
That's right. Does anybody else have any questions? Or motions?
I would like a motion that they we approve the farmers market request. For this year's farmers market.
Second.
Good. Thank you. And thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, Kathy. Okay. Now moving to new business. We have the public hearing for the proposed fiscal year 25 budget. And is there anyone here that would like to, anybody online or present that would like to comment? Okay. Well, let's see.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Thank you, Isla. And second was Fran. Okay. Let's see. Call that roll, please.
Moore? Yes. Ringel?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Okay. Now discussion and consideration of approving the resolution adopted the annual budget for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2025.
I make a motion to approve the adopting the annual budget for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2025.
Thank you, Fran.
Second on.
Thank you, Pat. And Amanda, would you call the roll?
Tiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Okay. Next on new business is discussion and consideration to approve an administrator search proposal. We have a letter here from FIA, right? Management Consulting with information, cost breakdown, timeline. Does anyone have any questions, comments? Sure.
I did speak to her today. Our schedule will modify a little bit. It was on our website that we had council meetings every Tuesday.
Oh.
Which is obviously not the case.
Really?
So I did get that corrected, but so that'll kind of modify our schedule a little bit. So she's going to put a new schedule together.
Okay.
And get that out.
Okay. Very good. And does this information here, yeah, the added services it includes, that's the.
So this is just like her basic actual proposal that or agreement that we'd be signing to.
Okay. Okay. Questions, comments? Motions?
I'll make a motion. We approve the search proposal as put forward here by Thea Manta.
Second.
All right. Okay. Pat and Elaine. And this is just a voice vote, isn't it? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. Well, do we need have departmental reports? Probably, yeah. No? Oh, you maybe Dana, you might want to mention.
Yeah, so we hit a pipe in our water main project today. Everything was going perfect until this afternoon, and we have had a problem. So there's at least two breaks. They have one of them fixed. They're working on the second break. Once that is fixed, they will turn the water back on because there's possibly a third break. So we are issuing a boiler advisory, and we notify the right people. We are doing door hangers, so they're being distributed right now to the people that are affected. So
Okay. It's
from about Casey's to Highway 1 on West Madison.
Okay, both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Does anybody else have anything to bring up?
Anything new on the, there was another sewer line possibly on that end too, that we?
So we finally got our report today from CIT, and there was one service line that was running through the sewer, and there's a couple areas that there are breaks, and we did get an estimate from them to fix it, but we are sending it to Steve, the engineer for the water main project, to review, and then he'll come back with his recommendations.
Okay. Anything else? I don't know that we need to do a once around, do we? Don't forget to come to the candidates forum tonight at 6:00 at the auditorium. Be interesting.
Motion to adjourn, Lily.
All right, thank you.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor for adjourning. Say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Inclined? Okay, the ayes have it. Thank you. Let's see.
Michelle wanted you guys there, right?
Oh, well, 5:45 is when we're meeting. So,
yeah.
Hold on.